All right, this is Matt Haybrock here, and I've got Hillary Miracle from Albion, Nebraska. We just have made our way into Romania, but wanted to take a little bit of time to reflect back on the time that we spent in Hungary. So, Hillary, we did have a chance to kind of learn a little bit about the dairy industry and actually visit a dairy operation while we were there in Hungary. And with the family background that you have in dairy, wanted to maybe get your perspective on what you thought of that visit.
Hi, Matt. The dairy visit was really interesting. We saw the second largest dairy in Hungary. They're milking about 2,000 Holsteins, good-looking cows. Probably the biggest difference I noticed was their parlor is new in 2004, and they went to a double 32 three times a day, milking from a double 8 two times a day, so huge changes for them. So updated parlor, but their loafing barns, their sheds, definitely not as updated as ours. A bit older, you know, they're keeping them up as best they can, but certainly hasn't been money put into those out important sheds, those important buildings. They're facing some of the same challenges we are, finding employees for the dairy that are reliable and will work hard and understand cow care and cow comfort. And also the general public not knowing where their milk comes from. The gentleman stated that. Very, very interesting discussion. They're working on some of the same ag literacy things we are. They invite people to their dairy. They have young kids come out to the dairy, and they always have to make sure and show them the best they can to help these young people understand where their food comes from. There is a veterinarian in charge of the entire operation, and then they have a manager under him and we talked to both of those gentlemen. They use all AI, and the only sex semen they're using is for their heifers currently. They do get their semen from the United States, from all of our big semen supply companies, but also a few other European countries. But definitely a great experience. Just very, very friendly people. But their dairy industry, there's not a lot of it, but they definitely are trying to grow it. As we then went to a cheesemaker who talked about the need to grow that industry and to get people to drink more milk. And we have noticed there's not a lot of milk on the table here.
Mm-hmm. And I thought, too, with the dairy, an interesting thing was this was the first dairy to actually import Holsteins into Ukraine, into Hungary, if I remember correctly. And they had imported some cattle, the original Holsteins, in from Canada, and now have bred it into more of the traditional, you know, Hungarian breeds of dairy cattle. So,
yeah, they're very proud of that.
And then I guess just, you know, in closing, maybe just a quick summary of what you thought of, you know, the ag sector in general in Hungary while we were there.
More similar to ours than I expected, quite honestly. They're about 70% arable, 14 million hectares of ag, 10 million of those going to crops. They talked about their corn, soya, pork, poultry, sheep, not much beef. And they have some of the same challenges we do, economic and environmental, territorial. But very, very interesting agriculture, wanting to grow that agriculture and improve it to become key exporters in the European Union.
All righty, well, that'll wrap this up. Thank you very much, Hillary, and we'll continue to keep on sending back more reports.